Commission. But these memorial gardens were opened in the late 1940s. But previous to that, there stood two rows of ancient cottages from the market square down, culminating there in one cottage that gazed straight down towards what is now the bus garage, but it wasn't there then, of course. Now that was Mrs. Dobson's cottage, and these two rows of ancient houses were divided by a cobbled way through, a passageway through, and this was called the alley, and people still look back on it with affection. And people lived in the alley for generations. It came right up to opposite Wealden Street, where there was a baker's shop called Whitesides. And people used to take their cake mixture over there, and Mr. Whiteside would put it in his oven for them. And the stables were just about here. And then there was a cottage at the entrance to this churchyard where little Mrs. Carter lived, which was called Mrs. Carter's Cottage.
Oh.
So at one end we had Mrs. Carter's cottage, and at the other we had Mrs. Dobson's cottage, but the end of the alley ended in the market square, making the square literally a square.
Mm.